Moed Katan, Peregimel Mishneh Gimel, Ve'elu Koisvin B'moed. Here we have another list. We have Ksiva. Ksiva we haven't met up so much with. And Ksiva is something that's very negated to us today with Chol HaMoed. People want to know if you're allowed to write or not. Again, Ksiva is a melacha. To write indiscriminately is a violation of Kedushas HaMoed. So Shaila is what? Yeah. So Mishneh gives a list. Kiddushay Noshim. Kiddushin is something that's not so, doesn't ring so much by us. It's considered a Dova Ovid because if he wouldn't be Mekadosher, maybe somebody else will jump in and be Mekadosher. Else normally there's a whole Shidduch process. Then it shouldn't be a Dova Ovid to be Mekadosher Nisha. If there was a Shidduchim, even times of Chazal, there was a Tnoim and made a Chaloy Shidduchim. So then the Kiddushin is not so necessary. Gittin is certainly could be a Dover of it, because sometimes you have a difficult case where the husband is withholding a get, and because of that, there's a Shas HaKosha where she's willing to take the get or he's willing to give the get, so that would be considered a Dover of it. Now, there's a Tosefes Dvarim over here that comes from the Rishonim, and that is that even though only sometimes it's a Dover of it, but by a get, by Kedushin Noshim, Lamaisa, since sometimes it's a Dover Ovid, they were matir by all these things, b'chol eifen shehu. One more point, and that is, gittin, we understand why you have to write. Kedushay Noshim, what does it mean to write? Ksuba, we understand you have to write. What's Kedushay Noshim? And a Ksuba doesn't have to be given with the Kedushin. Kedushay Noshim is if he wants to be Mekadosher b'shtar. Hayisha niknas b'kesef b'shtar b'bir, the Mishnah says at the beginning of Kedushin. And if he doesn't have any money on him, so he can't be Mekadosher, but if he has a paper, and it's not worth a shava pruta, so you can write on the paper, Ariat Mekudeshes LiBishtar Zu, that's Kedusha Ishtar. The third case in the Mishnah is Shoivorin, is a receipt. Somebody comes to you, and he owes you money, and now he's willing to hand you $1,000, but he's only going to hand you the money if a receipt is written, otherwise he'll just walk away with the money. Lemaisa, you know good and well that if you're not going to hand him the receipt right now, the Shoivor, you're not going to see your money again. So, Mel, that's definitely a Dover HaOvid. Diatiki. Diatiki is a shtar that attests, it's written by Edim, and it attests to the fact that there's a Cholish Chivmira, somebody who's Noite Lomus, who was giving out his Nechosim, and the halacha is Divish Chivmira, Kichsum Vechimsum, it doesn't need a shtar, it doesn't need a Kenyan. His word, when he's mechalek kol nechosa, before the whole sugis in Mishameis, where they were mesakin in order kadesh let his baal die to Allah, they were mesakin that he's allowed to give a matana b'chol oifen shehu. And what's necessary is to back it up with a shtar. This way, the yoshim honor the bequest. So if you don't write it now, lav davka that the yoshim are going to give the matana, it's a davar ovid. Matono upruzbalim. A matono is stam. A person is giving a matono to somebody else, not dafke eshchimira. But since he made the matono now, he has edim right now to write the shtar. If he doesn't write the shtar, which will be a shtar raya on the matonas ha karka, then maybe the edim are not going to remember it. The memela, they're not going to be able to write the shtar. Yenik can lose his shtar. Pruzbalin. Prusbul, we know what it is. A prusbul is takonim derabbanan. It's a way of giving over the chayvos. We'll say it over simply. The way of giving over chayvos to bezdin, in order that they shouldn't be nishmat al yedei shmitas ksafim. And the shaila is which Chol HaMoed are we talking about? So it's important to point out, even though our minig is to write prusbulim just in front of three people, or we write in front of chashuvim shabir, the original minig, and according to some Rishonim, is definitely Kuva, is to write a Prusbul in front of a proper Bezdin. Somebody is leaving town to go on a far away journey, Chol HaMoed Pesach of Shnas HaShviz. According to most Kemadol Rishonim, except maybe for a Rosh, the end of the Halvois, the Shemitah's Ksofim, is at the end of the 7th year. Chol HaMoed Pesach of the 7th year of Shemitah, he is going on a journey, he's going to a place where quite possibly he won't have a bezdin. If Shmitas Ksofim is Meshamet Techoiv, it's definitely a Dover Ovid. If he doesn't have a bezdin where he's going to go on a Prusbul, has to be written in front of a bezdin, it's also a Dover Ovid. L'choy, that was the original way Hillel HaZoken was misak in the prosbul, was in front of a bezdin. So well, that would be considered a dava ovid. The next case in the Mishnah is igrois shum ve igrois mazon. These are letters written by a bezdin, official notes. Igrois shum refers to bezdin writes a shuma, estimation of how much the value of a property is that's going to be sold to pay a choyv. It's a difficult process. And if the estimation is in, if the estimation of the karka is in, it has to be written down in a timely way because it could be forgotten and then it won't be dealt with. Igrois mozoin is also an estimation. It's an estimation, not in terms of dollars and cents, but it's l'raya that a bezin sold off a piece of karka to pay for mozoin. Mozoin over here refers to a person passes away, and his nechosim could be used, could be taken away from the yorshim to support his almona or his daughters, his young daughters that they didn't want to support. So the karka is taken away from them. In order that the yorshim, his sons, shouldn't challenge the sale of the bezdin, you have to write an igres mozoin, and that would be, that's also a davar ovid, because if not, then the whoever's here by the sale won't be around anymore next week. 2 weeks from now, you won't be able to write the shtar so easily. Shtore chalitza, we know what chalitza is, but chalitza where the brother of the mess of somebody who died without children gave chalitza to his sister-in-law, he might be on the road the second after he gives the chalitza. He just came in, he was matrich himself, he came from out of town. If you don't have a shtar written, then the bezdin might disperse, and they might not then be able to write that shtar chalitza. Umi'unim, a mi'un, is a young girl who was married off, takonim derabonon, that a mother or a brother of a young girl who was left without a father, father normally midereis has the schus, is bitin esatelish hazeh, but midrabonon, if somebody passed away, his wife, his brother, her brother rather, could marry her off. The ketushin is midrabonon. When she becomes a gedola, then she'll be married midereisa. Until that age, she could walk out, she could be mamayin, which means she could refuse to go continue with the marriage. The marriage then becomes botel mafreh. We learned a lot about this. Mitzvah Hashem will learn more in a few mesechtes in Yevamos. Towards the end of the mesechtes, a whole perek on this, Beis Shammai. And again, that's a shtar that you need now to prove somebody's status, that if you're not going to write it now, the bezdin and whoever saw it might not be available next week. After Yom Tov, it's a davar ovid. Shtore birurin. This is a shtar birurin, two people that are not in agreement which bezdin to go to, so they could do a process called zabla. Zabla is a rosh tefef zeb boire loy echod, where two people are in a fight, Reuven and Shimon, over some dine mominus. Reuven picks a dayin, Shimon picks a dayin, and the two pick a third dayin, zeb boire loy echod. So because of that, this usually happens be'ikvos, where two people are back and forth and back and forth, they're not getting to an agreement about where to sit down for a din Torah. Besides for not being in agreement about the money, of course. So it's mamash davar ovid, because if you're not going to sign, you're not going to nail them down and get down a shtar birurim. This happens all the time, by the way, where if you two people are not going to sign a shtar birurim, you'll never be able to get them to the table for a din Torah. So memela, it's mamash davar ovid. Ugzeres bezdin. Ugzeres bezdin is what we call in this Mishnah. Ugzeres really means a psak. It's a psak, and the bezdin decided dayonim could be not coming from the same place. So, if next week they disperse, you're never going to be able to get them to sign together the document that will be able to be used to enforce the psak. The igrois shel rishus. Rishus over here is like the Mishnah says in Ovis al tisvada l'rishus. It means the local authorities. The local authorities, when they're goyzer some type of gzeiro or taxes or whatever, if they don't write it down, they could forget the protim. And then the details to efficiently enforce that gzeiro or that ruling will be forgotten. So remember, it's important to be able to write that down. Mishnah Dalad. Ein koisvin shtori choyv b'moyed. Now, the reasoning for this is interesting, because we just had the previous Mishnah that anything that could be forgotten, you're allowed to write on Moed. L'chayra, the Shtar Chayv, Reuven hands him $1,000. L'chayra should be able to also, he'll say that next week the Edom won't be around, that so the Chayv won't be able to write the Shtar. Chazal named on that the stomius of a malvin a loive is that since the loive borrowed the money, there's a umdin a loive rosh of a lo yishalim, and he won't be kofer in the halvo, the Gemara says, and memela, next week also he'll agree to write the shtachai, which is interesting. Is that an across the board klal? We have also another meis panim fnei bal choyvi based on the same idea. So look, the Mishnah says itself, Vim ene maminoi, if Itaka doesn't believe him, which might very well often be the case, or he's not going to lend him the money, he doesn't believe him. And this means something else. Where the soifer doesn't have what to eat. This is a bazunder heter, where a person who's going to do the work, an uman over here, this is a heter that's negay also, and it could be in a lot of different types of cases, where the person who's doing the work could be in a plumber, an electrician, whatever it is, mamish doesn't have what to eat. He's going to use the money that he makes now, mamish, to take care of his yomtiv needs, so that's for him, that's a dover of it, or at least kovet amoyed. So reza yichtav, that he's allowed to do. Ein kaisin svarin, tvilin umezuzois, pemoyed. Now let it write, stam, svarin sifre, ter tvil umezuz pemoyed. Vein magino isachas, he's not allowed to fix up. Afilu besefer azoro. Something interesting over here. There was one Sefer Torah in Azor in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. That Sefer Torah was put away, the Lemishmeres. That was the Torah that would be Ke'ilu, the most impeccable source of spelling and the way to write every single Ois in Kol HaTorah Kula. And because of that, it was a Tzorich HaRabim, it was Mamish, the Mishmeres of the Mesiris of Klal Yisrael. That Sefer, by the way, when it says in the Sefer Divrei Hayom, the Yeshio HaMelech, found the sefer and it was open, and it was open to a place of teichon because that was Mekabel Musa. Then he stami found the sefer Torah. There were many sefer Torah around, tens and hundreds of thousands of sefer Torah. He found the sefer that had been put away, and he found that sefer, the sefer of the Azorah, and he found it open to that spot. That says this is a miyuchadikat sefer. Ein lochos sefer that's a tzorich harab godlum zelamais. It's not a tzorich moed. It's important to point out that if a Kehila has a Sefer Torah, and they need that Sefer Torah for Yom Tov, so then, Avad Yolad B'Magid, that's a Tzorech HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Koisiv Odom Tfilin U'mezuzois Le'atzmoy. He's allowed to write Tfilin U'mezuzois for his own use. Now, the Pashtus Le'atzmoy means for himself, not to sell. To do it commercially as a Sefer, that's already a violation of Kedush HaMoed. For himself, he'd be allowed to. The Poshita reading over here, the Mishnah is that he's writing the Tefillin for his own use right now on Chol HaMoed. Look, there would be an offer in the Mishnah that you're allowed to wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. More than that, there's a mitzvah to wear. This is a famous Machlokes Rishonim, and really this is one of the places where it comes up. According to the other Rishonim, what you're going to have to say is that the Chiddush is, even though he's writing for something that he can't use on Chol HaMoed, he's not putting on Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. We don't wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Remember, this Machlek Sushainim. L'chayre, that Machlek Sushainim is predicated, we'll speak it out, whether Melocha on Chol HaMoed has a Makar Deraisa Derabbanan. This is the way Tosfos